Salutations, everyone.
Salutations, queens and kings, brothers and sisters. You tuned in to QKJJ. As always, I'm Queen Jam.
King Jerry is in the house as well.
Yes. So, how was your week? What did you do this week?
Well, one, let's be fair on the timeline here, so.
Right, okay.
Week has been very productive. Starting on some new projects, as always. You can catch us on the ice as well.
Yes, we have a lot of videos on our YouTube, and we have videos on our Instagram. A lot of updated videos that we post, and you can look at our highlights as well to see our progress.
Exactly. Doing a lot of research in some other areas as well. But how about you, Queen? How was your week?
It was great. As you know, I went to the extreme pole fitness class. That was very exciting because I've always wanted to look into pole fitness. And when I went to the class, it was very informative and it wasn't anything like I was expecting. So that was a great part as well, because I actually, it was more of a workout more than anything. And I was sore in places that I never knew that you could be sore. And I learned different things that I didn't know about, the different variations and everything. But, yeah, it was a nice class. I am actually going to start saving for my pole, because the pole classes were $15 to reserve your pole. So I just figured, why not just go ahead? You know, I'm going to invest in the pole anyway, so why not just go ahead and start saving that $15 and just go ahead and have your poll sooner than later. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You gonna tell the truth on that?
What?
You gonna tell the truth about how that all came about?
Oh, my gosh.
Sure. So, definitely. Because you just went ahead and...
Because I was trying to get back. Yeah. You all, we're recording very late. And we're trying to...
It doesn't matter. Work is work. Your grind... Your ambition has no limit when it comes to time. There is no point to even try and market or say that your ambition is a comparison to a rate. Now, you can put it to a rate of time if you want to. Well, we're not even about to do that. We're not even about to say...
Yo, I was trying to not make it a long, drawn-out story, but when I went...
No. What she did was she painted a picture like she was in front of a waterfront. It was a nice little beach setup, what she did there. And she had a rock, and she tried to skip it right across the top. Whatever. That's what she tried to paint for y'all. It was a nice Bob Ross image.
Because I said I was not trying to make it a long story.
So, just for real. Queen last minute was like, look, I went ahead... And I got some, I got a class.
Last minute.
A nice little class.
But.
Here we go.
But. Have I not always talked about the first piece of a furniture in our new home would be a pole?
That wasn't even a causal question.
Yeah.
What I was getting overall was, Queen went ahead and did it. And I had questions about it. And there was a point.
Because we have to come to King correct. Like, he wants to know where it's at, what time, the reviews of this place. Why do you have to pay the $15? What do the polls look like?
First of all,
what is the person? Have you researched the person? And I appreciate him for that.
First of all, you're going to always have to go down that route. Because anytime you're giving your money out, and I expect that with everyone, definitely take your time. Do your research before you spend your money on said product or whatever the case may be. But I'm just going to move on to that process. We went ahead and we talked about that.
Yes.
And we have definitely had that conversation before. But what I was getting at overall was planting the seed and making sure that you have ownership or whatever you want at the end of the day is probably a guaranteed thing, no matter how you look at it. I'm happy that you... had your experience and the stories that you even told
had,
me. Yeah, had from that, which
Yeah, well,
you know, that's something that is appreciated, but anytime you get your chance, it was cute.
Yeah. King's main issue with it was just, you know, the ownership. Just why go ahead and pay the $15 if you could just go ahead and save that $15 and invest it in the pole in the long term run.
Mm.
But I was just letting him know, like, you know, I want to try it out, see if this is something. Because there'd be some things that from a distance that you're like, I want to try that. I would love that. And then you actually try it and you're like, oh, mm-mm.
You're right.
You know, so right. I was like, let me actually try it, because I've always said from a distance that this is something that I like. And then I realized, you know, like, it's actually hard work. It's not all theatrics and just, you know, looking nice on the pole, doing little tricks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actual hard work. It's a lot of upper body strength. It's a lot of, you know. But I went there. There was a lot going on. It was very cute, very, you know, small town, hole in the wall.
Set it up. Set the picture up for these folks. Please set it up for these folks, you know.
King dropped me off and he was like, is this the building?
Yeah, you know, hey, yo, whenever you pull up to a place and the GPS gives you the location, but when you get there, you say, is this the place? There's another, you know, flag there. So that was my only thing. I was like, I double checked it too as well. Definitely scoped the place out and how it was set up.
Yes, it was an office building that had multiple different areas that you can rent out.
Y'all.
So it looked like it was just a lot of different businesses.
Man, look, that's what I'm saying. Look, that little side point there at real estate, y'all. You know, yeah. get some ideal on that, because that was one of the things that I took into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, please set this picture up for them.
Yes, of course. But I would say the main thing that I noticed was that when I got there, everyone had already, you know, started stretching and everything. So I took the only available pole that was there next to one of the other sisters. Shout out to her. And when I sat down, like, I didn't notice it first, and now I was stretching, and then she was like, you heard like some clawing, I guess, on the ground. And then you saw like her dog that she had with her. It was like a little Yorkie, it kind of looked like, you know, what was it? A little Chihuahua. Pretty much what it was. I was about to say a little Taco Bell dog, but that's so long Chihuahua. Ago. It's like showing my age at this point. But yes, she had a little dog like that, and she was like, I hope no one has any issues with dogs or anything, because I am trying to spend my last moments with this dog, because the dog is pretty much on its last leg. It has like a lot of different conditions going on with the dog, and I'm not sure when the dog is going to perish. So she was like, okay, just making sure that no one has an issue with it, whatever. And she was like, if he comes by you, you know, you can just give him a little kick towards his butt and he'll leave you alone, or, you know, just pet him, you know, he just wants to be pet, so show him some attention. So, you know, we had that going on, but it was very lively. We went through a lot of different moves, and throughout as well, she stopped a few times and she was like, you know, he really hasn't, the reason why I bought him to the class is because he hasn't really been interacting and really been social. So I figured if he saw other people and came out to the class, then maybe he would try and eat his food, because he hasn't been eating. So then she was like, okay, let me put his food out, because he seems a little riled up. Let me put his food out. And then she put the food out and the dog started eating it. And she was like, she covered her face with one of the towels and she was like, oh my goodness, if he starts eating you all, like, I'm gonna cry right now, because he has not been eating his food. So you had that going on. There was a pregnant lady there. She was six. She was due in 6 weeks, I believe. Was it six? No, 16 days. What, didn't I say 16 days?
I
she was due soon. Okay.
I thought you said that the individual was due in 16 weeks. That's what I thought you said.
16 weeks? No.
That's what I thought you said.
I'm not sure, but it was, there was a six in there. I know that for a fact. Okay.
First of all, when you told me that story, I said the marketing with the dog alone was just
poles and puppies. That's what one of the girls said as well. She was like, the reason why I came back to this class is because I saw last time I came here there was puppies, and I was like, poles and puppies. Like, I love this class. And I was just
you got
like,
that
okay.
here at QKJJ. Okay.
I'm just saying, yeah. If anyone comes up with poles and puppies,
or any variation or alternative that variates between that trust and believe,
we dropped it here. Dropped that. Okay, you heard it here first. Yes, but I was just very impressed, and that's another thing that King was saying as well. He was like, "I want you to be a little bit more fit before you go and everything." And I'm like, "I got this, babe. Like, you don't see the type of people that are capable of, you know, it's simple, you know." So that's what I was letting him know as well. But the pregnant lady, she was advanced.
People are already on my last word.
They're like, "Pregnant lady was advanced." What?
Yeah, nah, I'm just saying because the way you know, you just threw me out there like that.
But
like,
I'm just, that's what you were saying though. You were like,
look,
y'all. Okay, I will honestly say he was trying several different arguments to try and see if which one was gonna work when it comes to not going to the class.
Look, it wasn't I was trying not to get you to go to the class.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the overall aspect of something that you can gather every single day.
Yeah.
On social media. Yeah. For free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are facts.
Instead of going, but
yes,
at the same time,
I would have to buy a pole and everything.
At the same time, this is also true when individuals go into, like, I don't know, a store that sells like lumber or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Some individuals probably want to touch on the lumber, see what thickness and size that they want, and see if it's gonna fit, you know, fit and be right for them. So
yeah, I was happy I went because you talked about the different sizes of the poles and stuff too. Hey. So that was, you know, a little plus.
Hey, I mean, if firefighters need a certain gauge of a pole, who is to say that there's any difference when you have a full blown studio?
Yes, there is a firefighter move. For the pole, just saying.
Hey, look.
You know, I was very impressed. I was so excited. I cannot wait to get my freaking pole. Like, my hands, like, when the first time I held my self up on the pole and then let go, my hands felt strong. Like, my handshakes, watch out, okay? Like, I'm going to be breaking hands during my handshakes. Nice to meet you, crack.
Oh my gosh, yo. Oh my gosh.
Do not shake her hand. Any means.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying. So, you're going to just start catching fish
just with your hand now?
Yeah.
Start pulling.
I've always wanted to do that, though. You know, like catch a salmon with my mouth, but people claim it doesn't work the same way.
So. Of course not, bruh.
Whatever.
Are you serious?
Whatever. I'm going to make myself a whole contraption.
Are you serious right now?
I'm going to make myself a whole contraption so I can go out there and do it. I'm going to put myself in bear gear. Or would that be appropriation?
Hey, look. No, it would be a beautiful design. And you could probably use that in some type of theater, whatever movie. All I have to say is,
I have to blend in with the family if it comes. Sure. I'd be sitting there stills. I don't know what.
Hey, I appreciate you. My aspect about it is, anything that you're gonna get yourself into, there has to be a level of some type of physical fitness. So,
oh yeah,
my level on that as well, because I still consider myself athletic or.
Mm-hmm.
Have participated in sports. Different sports and stuff like that. I just know that, like, you definitely have to get to a point where, like, at least you're somewhat conditioned. I've just seen it. But either way, I'm happy.
The conditioning looks different ways for all different body types.
If there's a woman, any woman out there, and you're whatever, 16 weeks or 16 days, and you can still exercise and get in a very difficult level of physical fitness and core body control with a pole. Congratulations, bro, because not everybody can do that.
That was one of the things that inspired me the most when I saw the wide variety of different bodies on the pole. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I need to get it together. Like, let's get, you know, let me go ahead and attack this. But the pregnant lady, she was very advanced. excuse me, after we did one of the pole moves of, like, holding ourselves up on the pole, seeing who could hold themselves without slipping, she was saying that, she was asking other people, okay, go ahead and put yourself to tabletop. So that's pretty much where you make yourself, like, horizontal on the bar, and you're just pretty much holding yourself, but you're completely horizontal to the bar, so you kind of look like a cross, if anything. And so she was able to do that, you know, with the belly and everything. She was able to hold herself up, you know, with the belly and everything. And on top of that, she had a toddler with her. And I know everyone's like, okay, this is a lot. Okay, but yeah, work with me here. The kid, I do bravo the kid, though. You did not hear a peep from the kid. You barely noticed that the kid was there.
I mean, I'm very impressed. I think that kid was probably in shock that the kid was there. Because the way you're describing this,
I'm in shock. The kid was playing with the pole. The kid was, he was enjoying himself. Either way, the pregnant lady got on the pole, put herself on tabletop, and then they lifted up her toddler and put her toddler on top of her. So she was literally standing there in like a plank position, had the toddler on top with her stomach and everything, and they took a picture and put it on social media for her. I thought that was, I was just felt like girl power right there. You feel me? Just saying.
That's different.
That, I mean, that was different, okay?
You don't see that every day.
She...
You heard her here, folks. Number three.
Number B.
Number B.
Definitely. Also, we saw Gemini and Hustlers, the movies.
Just so happened to be talking about.
Yes. Yes. But surprisingly, Hustlers wasn't a lot of more pole than anything, you know? It was more about the backstory and everything that was, that they were doing.
Yeah.
I would say more than anything.
Apologize for tripping over that like that. I appreciate the movie because there's reality that goes into it. And there's a lot, I mean, there's a lot about different worlds. If you're not participating in, you may either know a little or a lot about it for what it's worth, especially around that time. And I'm pretty sure some, wherever, hole in the wall, whatever, I'm sure this is still happening. You're just on control scales, but individuals have to do or get their money by certain means, and that movie did prove to the furthest extent that women control and gauge the way that finances are moved about within not just any nation around the world. But I think it was funny in one particular scene where a police officer, a group of police officers were actually laughing and joking about victims or individuals that were actually being victimized and other officers that were being victimized by these groups of women, and they didn't want to come forward because one, they knew what they were doing was already wrong.
Yeah, like a lot of unreported, a lot of crimes go unreported just because of that. The victim doesn't want to report it.
Yeah, because
you were doing something you weren't supposed to be doing at all. And we saw that on Cops one time. I thought that was funny. This girl called the cops because she gave this dude $20 to get something for her. And the cop kept trying to get her to say, what was it? Well, what was he supposed to go in the house and get $20? And why'd you give him $20 to go in the house? What was he supposed to bring? And it was the funniest, but I'm sorry, go ahead. It was just funny.
you spitting some. I think it's overall funny because a lot of the officers that were getting caught up, they were afraid to report because of that reason. And it wasn't until there was one particular individual that overcharged the company card, and his actual mortgage was sitting on that card too as well.
Yes.
And when individuals get to that level of, you're just desperate. Like, you're at a point where what you've done casts a shadow over what you're trying to do or what's being masked in front of everyone. Man, when those deck of cards start falling down for some individuals, it's kind of like, pick up your pieces or keep moving with the punches.
And whenever I'm watching those crime shows, like binge watching crime shows, that's like the most scariest thing to me about crime is that you can go on for 20, 30 years, even longer than that, and just think you've gotten away with it. And then you'll get a knock at your door. You'll see all cops outside surrounding your joint, and it's over for you. And that's how it is. They're going to sit there and they're going to gather that stuff. And that's what unfortunately happened to them. They sat there, they sat back, they gathered it, and they started to get more and more comfortable.
Yeah.
More and more people, they needed more and more money. Like, you know, all these, all the stories turn around to, they needed more and more money, they needed more and more victims, and that's when they started to get caught up. And a lot of people would try and do a big hit, and then that would be the last one, so they don't have to keep doing it. You know, they try to get away from it, but... I'm all here for independence and everything, but seeing that movie, I was like, there's no reason why any woman should be broke. Like, at this point, no reason why. You know what I mean?
No, and the crazier thing about it is they definitely were beyond the capabilities of just selling themselves or just a little plot and what they were doing. If there was a different median space for them to actually alternate their power and their thinking and into something greater.
Into an actual business.
Yeah.
Well, like some of the girls did. They did actually start a business. Use that money to start yourself a business. So now you have a little front thing and say, well, I may have done that, but I'm doing this now.
Yeah. And cut yourself out of the illegal actions that you may or may not have participated in.
Yes,
and then you keep moving forward for your actual legal and keep it that way. Mm-hmm. And more time that you can spend on making legal money, the better it is for you. And also make sure you pay your taxes and keep Uncle Sam, whoever else, wherever you're supposed to pay into, just make sure you pay and keep it moving. And follow whatever you're supposed to follow. I don't know. Some of you may be 501c3 out of, you know, trying to make sure that you're not, you know, you're trying to make sure that your organization doesn't have to pay any taxes. But get trust and believe. Trust and believe. Okay?
Yeah.
There's no way around it. There's no way around it unless you sign in the checks yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're the person that's giving out these tax checks yourself. Yeah. So.
You gotta have that.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
Just do what you gotta do. Make sure that you can do it legally. And understand that you definitely have to have women playing major key roles. And that was the focus about the whole movie, is that
their accent.
It moved whether the business was being controlled by them or not. Yep. Secondary to that, like you said, Gemini, amazing movie by Will Smith. Mm-hmm. We've seen him in a plethora of movies. I think he's, you know, proved that he's legendary. His skill sets is definitely legendary as an actor, as an artist. Overall, I mean, we could probably say, as a human being, he seems to be a pretty genuine individual.
Yeah,
open and honest individual. So
yeah, that movie was it was very interesting. It just went very quickly, I kind of felt. Just like you said, like, with the whole Doc situation and then that happening so quick and just getting to the remainder of the story. It was very quick.
You know, I knew because of the way that movies are being portrayed. And there's only so many times that you can play a trailer to people for anyone not to pick up and notice it. But... Yeah. Again, the way that he's been typecast to certain characters, you kind of get a whiff of what's coming. But
right.
The
damsel situation that always seems to happen or something.
Yeah, but the overall about the whole movie itself. I mean, honestly, me starting to see more and more. Like, I haven't seen too many scenes where I'm really starting to see like more. Black males taking an aggressive role in defending themselves in movies until I saw like the Django.
Mm-hmm.
That was the time where I really saw like in that position someone that's being pushed into a corner or in general, like I just said, standing up for themselves, taking that aggressive state in a movie and playing a key role and actually selling it and showing. You can be something better than what is being portrayed to you right now. I think that was a very good key moment, and there was a lot of great symbolism. I appreciate what the overall message passing down from one generation to the next. I've seen the mistakes. I've gone over the mistakes. You don't have to go here. You don't have to live like this. There is an opportunity. take the opportunity, make a better choice for yourself.
I will say that I didn't enjoy the CGI they had on Will's face. Oh, that man, was disgusting. I feel like it would have went better if they would have just, you know, put... I don't even know, but just... It just didn't sit right with me. You know, it's very unsettling for some reason.
For today's technology. It looked very awkward. For today's technology.
It was all right. Right.
We could tell, but for today's technology, we got a slight clap because I know if, when we're listening to this later mm-hmm. and we're in our own hollow suite, hollow deck, however we have this actually set up, we can continue to make these awesome podcasts. We'll be able to tell you mm-hmm. that, you know, the reproduction of how the lighting and the system and the actual software that was put into it. Mm-hmm. I've seen a little bit better at actions on a few Star Trek, older Star Trek
joints. Oh my gosh, when people
are just getting phased out, you know, out of just thin air. But it was
at least the ending was happy. It was very happy.
Yeah.
Very happy ending. Very awkward. I don't think that could actually really happen, but very happy ending.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good.
We also invested in a deep tissue gun. Mm-hmm. All right? If y'all want something to invest in, okay, look up deep tissue gun. Try and find you one that is under $100. That is the tip for this week because... Mm-hmm. They try to make you think that you need to pay like $400 for one of those guns. Nope.
Don't let them run you out of your pockets.
Okay. So, last week we also talked about the unlivable conditions that they are facing in some of the Mississippi prisons. The prisoners, excuse me, to mm-hmm. live in. And we have some people that were pretty much asking us to dive deeper into the issues with the prison system and private prisons. So I would just recommend anyone who is interested to go and watch Crazy Bones YouTube. One of them is Digital Soapbox Network. He takes the time to go over the prison / music industry and that paradigm and everything, and pretty much read different accounts of others who have been in close contact with those practices. So it's better to, you know, dive deep into it that way. To the best of our knowledge, we will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part.
Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts. And most importantly, remember to always smile because you have the weapon of knowledge. Knowledge.
So, what are you sipping on? Are you sipping?
No, H2O.
Okay.
Water.
Nothing wrong with that. That's perfect. Okay. Get some fresh water in your system.
Yeah.
Our medication choice for this week is some CBD. We're not really want to say the name of it because it really doesn't deserve to be uttered, but it has 14.66% CBD, and this is grown by Maryland by a hemp brand that is from Maryland. This is grown locally, so we definitely want it. When we saw it in the dispensary that we went to, I was like, I want to try this. Another thing that I loved about it as well is that it came in a glass container, and I always love that.
Because Bay likes quality.
Okay? Don't put my cannabis in a plastic container. Especially not with these prices. Next.
That's exactly what we're paying for, too.
Least you can do, but you know, nah.
Now, media absent news. All right,
yes, so
we're going to be pouring out our libations. Libations are a drink poured out as an offering to a deity or a lost one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want to tell people what once you read that, what you thought about once you...
Oh, man. Look. Anytime you go back and, like, view an older movie where someone is pouring out a drink out of respect to a lost one...
Mm-hmm. Pouring one for the homies.
I didn't understand that they were pouring libations. So if someone makes a scene or draws it to a point where... they only focus around the characters and not actually make you understand exactly what's going on or that part of a ritual that is being put into place as a remembrance, it can become confusing, and then if a negative stigma is pushed upon it, it becomes even more confusing to those who really don't understand.
Right, exactly.
So I think that there was a moment of clarity when it hit me, and there was a point of understanding now, where someone made something look different to me, and
you're kind of negative.
Yeah, like kind of negative, and
like you can only do this in the hood with a 40.
Yeah, right. But if my setting is different for who we're talking about, and maybe it's not that it's a different drink. If it is just water, you know, of like course, doing something yeah. to, and we change the way that it's being produced. Like it's just funny how things can look different. But either way.
Yes.
Either way, we're pouring out our libations for Kobe Bryant and his tartar.
It just still doesn't look right. Like when I was sitting there typing this, when I was reading articles,
Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna, along with 7 others, you know, they transcended on January 26, 2020, early Sunday morning. Our hearts definitely go out to the family and friends, Vanessa Bryant, I mean, just the rest of the family, everyone that has been touched by this, all of definitely California, that's a fact.
Yes.
Yes. Philly, that's a fact.
It's all over the world, different all countries over the world, are yeah. lighting up.
Yeah.
You know, putting lights on for Kobe.
But, the people that were lost. I mean, not only is it tragic loss for so many, social media has been tough. Everyone posting pictures, sharing videos. Again, to that degree, there's still like a no way, you know, because of the type of individual that we know Kobe to be, like.
Yeah, and it was tragic on top of that.
Yeah, like, and how things happen.
Sorry to cut you off. No. But not saying that watching someone slowly, you know, grow sickly in the hospital is any easier.
Yeah.
But it's just.
I think perfect line from Wale: they love you, then they hate you, then they love you again. Was.
Yeah.
Kobe and many other individuals. Center points and pieces and leaders, movers and shakers that are within our diaspora, and he's definitely one of those individuals that loved, hated, and then loved. Mm-hmm. And such a tragedy is like Queen said, how it happened is like what? Like it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. But
yeah,
you know, the news was completely unbelievable, and definitely a lot hoped.
A lot of people were just still hoping.
Hoping that it was a hoax.
Yeah, and I'm sure people are still hoping that it is, but no, the reality, yeah, I know. But at this point,
yeah,
you know, it's just been very hard. Now, one thing that made me uncomfortable was just how I was notified via Twitter and TMZ. And once you receive the news, it's something that you realize you're always going to know where you were once you receive that news.
Well,
it was just kind of like when I found out about Michael Jackson.
That was funny because I mean, when you said that too as well, like how the way you were notified, like the reason why I was like, I was going to laugh at you a little bit because like that's how we all knew about Michael Jackson, like. Those were the individuals. That's how it started, especially for TMZ breaking those large stories.
But me knowing now, like without rose colored glasses on, like now that I know, you know, certain things and just paying attention, mm-hmm. and knowing that you're not supposed to receive certain information from certain sources. You know, as a child and getting information through certain streams, you're like, okay, if it's imprint, then it must be something that holds weight. That's just, you know, that's just what you think, but that's not how it always is.
As the times move, definitely.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because usually when, you know, you first started posting things, if you posted something on a poster, that was law. That was something set in print. but that's not the way it is now. So you have that going for you.
Man, news is moving faster than the coronavirus.
These are facts. These are definitely facts. And within hours of informing the world, that, and we now know that the majority of the family also found out through TMZ and not from a medical examiner.
Mm-hmm.
Within hours, TMZ had a article titled "Remembering Kobe Bryant." There was several murals put up, and I mean, it just went very fast. That a couple of days after that we actually saw.
It was maybe.
I thought that was a few days.
It was either a day or two after he passed away. Look,
everybody
y'all,
had remembering Kobe articles, and I'm just like, did we confirm?
Did we confirm? It was quick. It was quick. It was way too quick on how it happened. I can agree with you on that one, though, for real. Like, just did we confirm at that time in so many sources? To me, it was definitely a little off, because if there's other individuals that end up passing, are they going to release that type of information that quickly? Are they going to release, you know, remembering this individual that quickly now? You know, it's pretty much just the standard that we're getting to. Being in the in that point of media, or utilizing media as a platform so we can go ahead and get these type of stories across, making sure that we get as much information together first before we just throw stories out there. That's kind of the thing that gets to us when we're going in and utilizing this podcast space. Or this platform in general. But for real, the way that the response to his death was, okay, remembering, plastered already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, few hours.
Very quickly.
Remembering. And then Hulu, like, remembering Kobe. Like, it quit. We haven't even gotten to his burial. Like, I'm just saying,
yeah,
like, we haven't even put this man in the ground yet, and
yes,
it was already productions, publishings, marketing pushed out. Like, it's just,
we grew up in a time as well where you didn't have a biopic until a few decades after, like, people really started to be like, okay, let's do, you know, or at least a few years or so.
Yeah, but we see why, though. Like, I mean, but we understand why, and I believe it's really important with Master P making sure that he makes his own biopic before leaving, and he's
pushing
that out.
To make sure that it's presented correctly. Yeah, definitely.
There you go. Like, that's the only thing that I'm getting to as well. Is everything that's being pushed out going to be correct? Even though we've been told different things that has happened to him, it's been pushed out in the media already because of who it was and his story, things of that nature. But I'm only asking for y'all, and definitely to be clear about it. Is this the way that we're gonna go about breaking news? And this is the standard. If this is the standard, then trust and believe, man, there should be a lot more ways that we're covering news. Should be a lot more ways that individuals are able to push a story out there before we actually get into investigations for people to do their actual job, to actually give us the correct information before we just push out what we think. So at the end of the day, that's where I'm at with it. Same way I felt about Prince, like, you know, dying. Like, there was a whole video, like, he was just at a show, like, he rocked shows back to back, and then he died, you know, sickness and pain. Like, it, to me, it's like,
MJ had just done his tour. He had just done That Is It. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
So it was like, do these people know, like, they're like, okay, this is pretty much me coming out of retirement. Going into retirement, let me wrap this up and do a little synopsis.
Elton John is still touring. Or is this his, or is Elton John not touring?
He is.
Oh, he is?
I believe so. You know, people are still... We saw freaking... What was that? Who was that? It was... Remember that rock commercial we saw? And it was like a really older guy. And he was still having... doing rock concerts.
I believe I know who you're talking about. Like,
I'm not sure who it is. Oh, but yes, man. Like, they're still doing rock concerts. So it's like... And I believe it's... No, it can't be. It can't be.
Aerosmith?
Probably so. Let me see what they look like. Their theme is like a pig. I think I saw that. When they were doing... No. No, either way, you all. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're on a tangent. But just feeling this is... No, but he does. He does. Oh, my God.
Stop.
Stop. Oh, my gosh. Because I've always wondered who the fuck are you? And why are you...
So, alright, y'all. So, I'm showing Queen who Aerosmith is from I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Oh my god.
Or
gosh.
Rock This Way with Run DMC. You know.
Oh, that is.
I just
want to
make
funny.
Sure that she knew exactly.
Because he was in some. I think he was in a movie or something I was watching. I was like, what the hell is going on?
So. Yeah. So, let's get to it.
But either way, it was just experiencing that and finding out the information. I know it was very hard for everyone, and I always find it difficult to actually find the correct words when someone passes away. And I feel like I've narrowed it down to two statements. And I've heard one person, when they heard someone had passed away, they turned and told that person that fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I felt that.
Yeah.
And there was another time where I heard Tuvok tell, say something when someone had passed away. He pretty much said, and I can never phrase it as well as Tuvok phrases it, but he said that he hopes that they find peace through their transcendence.
Hopefully.
And I said, yeah, that's another perfect one as well. On a lighter note, we did receive the 45 actually unveiled the new Space Force, or should I say Starfleet logo, okay? Because after he tweeted it, saying after consultation with our great military leaders and designers and others, I'm pleased to present the new logo for the United States Space Force, the sixth branch of our magnificent military. You can definitely go check this out, the logo. There's been a lot of people posting back and forth about it. The New York Times reporter Sopan Deb, he tweeted, "This is the Starfleet logo!" Exclamation point.
Which it is.
I'm just saying. And he said, "The U.S. government took a thing from a TV show and made it the official emblem of the branch of military."
Which is illegal.
We've seen that so many times a TV will hint at something or introduce something prior to. So, I mean, you know.
It makes no sense at all why in the world that was a go for someone. Like, no one even was like, you know, it's kind of obvious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And within hours of his grand reveal, the design was mocked as stolen, as an obvious Star Trek knockoff. All right. Another person on Twitter said, "This is beyond embarrassing. What's next? Buzz Lightyear as their mascot?" And I was cracking up laughing because I love, people always come up with the best little things come back. And so you all know that when you're listening to our other podcast episodes, you know that we've hinted around talking about Star Trek and how King has pretty much pulled me into Star Trek and everything. So this was definitely something for me to look at and be like, no, I don't approve as a Star Trek fan. I definitely don't approve at all.
Not as a Trekkie, you didn't approve of it.
No, because I know the values that they had to grow to in Star Trek. I haven't seen the very first one, but the first one that I saw was Enterprise versus seeing The Next Generation, and then you see the different policies that were put in place because of the Enterprise and the different innovations that they have made. And it's just, I just don't see that yet here.
What's
you know?
The directive?
What you is know, the, there's what no is the prime, directive? There's not even a prime directive here, down here now. You feel me? Like, I'm just saying.
Well, we'll let you all think about that, but this next story is definitely going to have you on your toes. Think about this. A white male robbed a bank in Maryland in blackface. All right? Let's all just take a minute. Breathe in. Breathe out. Release that. Breathe in. Breathe out. Release that. One last time. Breathe in.
I'm glad you said that.
And breathe out. Because
gather your patience before you address this.
Because addressing this is like, you know, I thought we were done with blackface. I thought that we are, you know, we obviously made a statement here that, you know, doing blackface, doing whole festivals or going through the process of blackening your face. I could have sworn we all, you know, came together and was like, hey,
blackfishing
probably isn't the best thing to do. But this gentleman, this is where we are down here on Earth. Like, this is where we are. This is exactly where we are. And you want to seek out new life on other worlds. And we have something we need to contain first, which is obviously someone's ignorant attempt to go into a bank, blackface, and try to rob the bank. And think that the camera doesn't at least have enough. It at least like some type of speck of pixelation where it's going to pick up that your dumb ass put on blackface to try to rob a bank. Look, anyway.
This is almost as bad as the dude who, okay, if you put lemon juice on, if you dip, you can use lemon juice to write a letter, all right? And then when you shine the light over the paper, you actually see, I believe it shined a light over the paper, you'll actually be able to see what the paper says. What the letter says or whatever. This guy used the lemon, after seeing that, used the lemon juice, put it all over himself, and then tried to rob a bank thinking that he was invisible. I'm gonna just leave that there with you. You can look into, you know, and decipher the details. I'm pretty sure I botched that up. But that's about the extent of the story.
Look, I'm not saying that black folks don't commit crimes. I'm not saying that white folks don't commit crimes. All I'm saying is how the crimes are being committed. It's not adding up. And individuals can say, well, look at Chicago. All right. Sure, let's look. Let's look now. Because it's obvious that individuals can go to that level. Now this is someone that clearly thought and planned that this could work with blackface, with just the actual paint itself.
Facts.
Not going to the next level where it's, you can actually spend your money to get a silicone mask, and it can be a blackface silicone mask with hands matching. Bruh, the mask can go all the way down to the neck. Hands to match, put on gear, you can look like any black man that you pick across in a crowd or just walk right past, especially if the black man isn't bringing any attention to him. So you wouldn't notice. Yep. But my issue is, if individuals have actually gone that far and used a silicone mask, and this is facts, a white male used a silicone mask before to commit crimes with the matching hands. And this individual obviously didn't have the funds that he needed with his good credit score. He didn't have the funds that he needed to get a silicone mask. He said, shoot, I got enough in myself where I can go in blackface, and I'm such an idiot that I can walk into a bank. Right? I'm such an idiot that I can walk into a bank and look and act like I'm a black male and commit a crime. The issue that I'm having is how the crimes are being committed. Because how many individuals, which they tell you all the time, if you see something, say something. So how many times has a crime been committed and all they saw was what they saw, but what they didn't actually see wasn't really what was supposed to be put in front of their face? All I saw was a dark figure or a dark male that committed a crime and he ran the other way. I didn't get a chance to actually see that this is a dumbass. Someone that has thought. Appropriating. Someone that actually thought that they had enough within themselves that they could commit a crime wearing blackface. And I wonder how many individuals have actually done this before and gotten away with it. That's all I'm asking. That's all I want to get to. Because I'm pretty sure he's not the first one. But anyway, the suspect, who is described as a white male with paint on his face, robbed a PNC. Now, this is the other thing. You robbed a PNC bank. We all went into a PNC bank. I'm not trying. It's all allegedly. But when I went in the PNC bank, there's a little joint on the side where kids can play and sit down with the guy.
Yeah, it don't look like and the place.
I'm not sure how many PNC banks still offer coffee. I'm just saying, I'm not scoping out.
You know, with all the action movies I've seen, it didn't have the typical bank robbery setup.
No, not at all. PNC Bank in Perryville, Maryland.
And your floors can't have carpet on them if you're robbing the bank. Every single bank robbery joint, they never have carpet on them. Some of them do, but more than likely, there's no carpet.
So the suspect, who again described as a white male with paint on his face, he robbed a PNC bank in Perryville, Maryland.
He's still out there now.
This is a town that is about 40 miles northeast of Baltimore. Now hear this out, near Delaware and the Pennsylvania borders.
Why are you saying this like it's a legend?
Because my thing is the ignorance was how they did that first.
Yeah.
40 miles of Baltimore. So you telling me that you know, they say that you commit crimes where you live, and you know, for someone to go outside their way. I only know a few folks that have gone outside their way to commit a crime. And it only replicates itself for certain groups of folk. I'm just saying. There's some folks I know like that go and they do like stupid stuff, but like to the level of committing crime where they're like, I don't even live here. You feel me? Like, I don't even live here, but I get locked up here. Like I don't know too many folks that do that. You know, unless it's certain individuals. But anyway, the fact that this individual thought that out, which was, okay, I may be in Maryland, I may be in Delaware, or I may be in Pennsylvania somewhere. You don't know because the way the setup is with the bank. Now, that was great marketing for the bank, but now we think about it on the absence of crime. This is stupid.
You are funny.
This is stupid. Now, this is great marketing for the bank. Oh, my God. There's Baltimore, there's Delaware, and Pennsylvania. We're gonna be stacked. But then they think about it, it's like, oh, snap.
We just got stacked.
Now, the story is still very, you know, very, very new, okay? Mm-hmm. And the suspect has not been apprehended, nor are they releasing how much money they have taken during the robbery. Now, if I would have known that, my black ass would have been in a PNC bank that was set up between three different states, and my black ass would have been put on some white face and went in that joint and tried to commit the same type of robbery.
What would your name be?
Oh my goodness. I don't know, but it's definitely going to be something. Mark, I would utilize something that would pass. Something that says
something that would
something that says I have an 820 credit score.
Not anything to where, like, when people pronounce my name, I know they're about to say it wrong. They're like, this next one.
No, absolutely not.
I would have. Know they about to try and say my name.
I would have one of those like. But that's my grandfather's name. That's one of those. That's what you do. Oh my, that's my cousin's name.
Right.
That's the name that you want to pick right there, because that's the one that's gonna hit. It's the one that's gonna hit the hardest. But either way, look, y'all. Just think about this. Okay. There's individuals that have gone that route and they've actually committed a crime with silicone masks. They like literally have like ordered it and everything. They went down that route with hands to match. Mm-hmm. This individual only did blackface and got away and still has not been apprehended. Just keep that in mind.
Well, his mom saw him up there.
Oh, my gosh. She said, give me part of that. Okay, because I taught you better than that.
His mom said, we only do that during the holidays. That's what she told us.
Look.
You are on to
I'm just actually, for real, I guess I need to, like, you know, dress in white face and see if, you know, they'll do a home loan or something like that. Because it would seem like this, like, these type of robberies. Like,
I gotta change my name, but yeah.
That was a quick
robbery.
My name
is a dead giveaway. You could do it with Jerry.
Look, man. Why didn't they give him any of the money that has the ink on it? That's all I'm asking.
Man, what? Does that even still happen? Or are we showing our age? Because a lot of them crime shows be dated.
I don't know.
Dude be sitting in the car, red as I don't know what, open the door, all types of smokes flying out, red or blue.
I don't know. I'm confused about why.
The,
like,
dye pack.
Maybe they have, like, insurance. Like, maybe they have insurance on certain amounts that they can get.
Oh, yeah, they definitely.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah, but a lot of banks, too. Well, I don't know. But from the movies I've seen,
Look, policy. Someone work at a bank.
Anyway.
We need policy.
Right? Somebody let us know what they actually do. Yes, definitely hit us up. Let us know what they actually prep you for when it comes to before you get robbed. Hopefully, you never do want your job.
Oh, yeah, right.
But there's usually, like, some faulty band of money. Like, you have a faulty stack of money that either has the dye pack in there, or it's just some money that you can present to that person to get them pretty much out of your hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, well, I guess he'll find out.
Right.
Once he gets all that blackface off. Also, update the Mississippi Correctional Institution. Over the weekend, two more inmates were found dead. Inside the prison in Mississippi, bringing the total of deaths in 2020 to 12. 9 of those deaths happened to be at the Mississippi State Penitentiary in Parchman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 38-year-old inmate Jermaine Tyler died in custody Saturday night at a Marshall County correctional facility. A spokesperson said there were no signs of foul play, allegedly. All right. Mm-hmm. Sunday morning, Sunflower County, Mississippi, coroner confirmed the death of 26-year-old Joshua Norman at the Mississippi State Penitentiary in Parchment. The coroner said Norman was found hanging in his cell. Again, there's certain groups of individuals that have found themselves to participate in this type of action.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that maybe he was depressed and maybe he wanted to take his life or anything like that and had the opportunity to do so. Or maybe there's a group of Ku Klux Klan members or whomever is still participating in this whole portion of hanging people. Or I said, you know, if it seems like, it smells like, and it tastes like, it probably is. And these are telling some tall tale signs. You know, hanging in the South in Mississippi is it's a pass down for some individuals.
Shout out to Nina Simone.
Exactly, Queen.
Risking her career.
Over the past month, 12 inmates have died in custody of Mississippi prisons. Officials said many of them were attributed to violence, but some died of suicide or natural causes. Exactly what I mentioned there. Look, look, suicide, you know, there's mental aspects that go into this, especially if you're not being treated right inside of a prison, especially if someone makes you think that just because you committed a crime that you're not supposed to be treated as a human being. And that's going to go into an additional space, especially when it comes to stress. How you going to deal with stress, especially if you're not being rehabilitated correctly? Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, let's stop playing the games. We all know, as taxpayers, as citizens, quote unquote, if we're putting our money into, and again, if these are private prisons, well, we get that. But apparently, if it's ran by the state, it has to come out of taxes. We have to have some questions about why these individuals aren't getting their treatment. We also have to ask why the rehabilitation isn't working. If it's not working, you need to shut it down. Because obviously, it's not working. If people are dying, suicide rate is going up. It's apparently natural causes. But the majority of these individuals that's dying of natural causes, what are their ages? And what age is supposed to be natural for the causes to be to happen?
Listen, 26 and 38. That's 26 not and 38 supposed to be passing away. You natural. Should be dying gently at 99.
That's stress.
Okay.
38 and then 26 and 30, that's the most stressful times of people's lives. Are you kidding me? That's stress. Especially in that environment, that's stress. Stop lying. We ain't stupid.
All I hear is Dick Gregory when you said that. It's stress.
It's a game they play. The governor, Tate Reeves, has announced a nationwide search for a new director to lead the Mississippi Department of Corrections. Good, because you know what that means? You know what I mean? In business terms, when a company is doing bad 1 year, right? Mm-hmm. What you normally do is you fire the employees. Now, the next year, no, for real, listen. This is the business. This is how businesses are set up. If you're doing bad 1 year, which you're supposed to do, apparently, is fire the employees. Now, next year, if the same system applies and you're still failing, then you're supposed to fire mid-level employees. These will be team lead, managers, you know, certain mid-levels, HR, things like that. So, you know, you understand what I'm saying. Now, if that third year, the company is still bad, what you're supposed to do is fire the CEO, president, whoever the heck is in control.
Right, you gotta do it in tears.
And do it in tears. And then keep moving from there. But apparently, you know, with the help, Yo Gotti and Jay-Z have filed lawsuits on behalf of 29 inmates. Mm-hmm. They said they could no longer stand by and watch the unconstitutional and inhumane treatment of people housed in Mississippi prisons. Now, right as I right as Queen was actually writing this and putting this together,
just seeing that they were looking for a new director, I was like, this place just needs to be shut down.
Yeah.
Because I've also seen that there have been many riots that have been held as well to try and get the facilities to shut down, including Parchment. So. Right.
Overall, we not only when it comes to Rock Nation, I believe they're partnering with the Cochran firm, but for real, it obviously shows that the families of these inmates, to a degree, either didn't have the means to stick up for their family members in those situations. Mm-hmm. And when you get to that level, and not just to, you know, put everything on Rock Nation and putting that totally on them, but these are other groups. It's not just them that can do this. There are other individuals, and not just being within our own diaspora. I'm just saying, there's other folks that may like us, that may want to help us. They have the opportunity to do so, but they may have some type of fear about whatever they're going to get on the opposite end of that. And the question is, how are you going to stand in that part of history where you had an opportunity to help, but you didn't?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we have to keep asking ourselves. Because there's a lot of folks that know those, that probably sit down and have dinners with those same individuals that were in place, that were housed, in that Mississippi prison, that were doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably sat back and they were like, man, this is messed up. I'm in a position where I could at least get into somebody's ear to get this person out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And they was probably like, I don't want that joint to come back on me. It's wild how that goes. Is the story that, you know, had Biggie and Tupac and all that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's wild how if someone knows information about something, but they don't want to deal with who they're actually just trying to have a relationship with, but they don't want to deal with the individuals who they have a relationship with and mm-hmm. the wrong that they're doing, because it ends up harming them back where they actually are. Same thing with those families. Same thing with those individuals that are sitting right there. Hey, I don't want to deal with this because this joint is in my backyard. I don't want to deal with this individual. I could probably end up mm-hmm. coming missing. There's how people feel. But, hey, mm-hmm. this is Mississippi, goddamn.
Straight up facts. That's definitely straight up facts. I also want to shout out to all of the black men and women trying to cash their checks.
Mm.
But the ignorance of other others that are impeding that. We watched a very lengthy video, okay, of one construction worker attempting to cash his check. Had his understanding boss come to let them know, hey, I signed this check.
Mm-hmm.
You all would usually just call me to clear it anyway. Cash the man's check.
And not just his check.
They had already cashed at least 12 other guys that had come in before him that were non-black. At that exact same bank. And he claimed for a lot more money, so he doesn't understand why they weren't cashing that check. And there's other articles as well that I've, that's been put in my news feed and I'm reading over as well, just showing other people attempting to cash checks and then people just impeding it. And I've had this happen before, like us going to the bank, we're trying to get interacting with the tellers and trying to get money out of your account.
Mm.
And they're telling us that our signature doesn't match the one that they have on file.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Look.
Like, I'm like, and I told King, like, I just hate when people do stuff like that because it's like, it's nonsensical stuff, you know? It's nonsensical. And then you want to just sit there and just tap on that glass and be like, I see why y'all got this thick piece of glass right here, because one of y'all got pulled across this counter
because
you playing games like this with people's money. When I go to the ATM, shorty don't do all that. I say, here's my card, give me my money, and it happens.
Done deal. Yeah.
So I mean, why should it be any different? You sitting up there talking about something that doesn't match what's on file. No, you have the right to evolve. Anyway, this week's episode is sponsored by our YouTube video. We have another unboxing video, and I actually purchased some products from Womb Therapy Indeed.
Yeah.
Womb Therapy Indeed offers vaginal steaming and other holistic services. The owner's name is India, and she is a certified fertility massage specialist and certified doula. She is also located in Maryland for our local listeners as well. Definitely go check her out.
And remember, she's certified.
Yes, she is certified. And people swear by her. They call her the Yoni Fairy, all right? She has so many reviews, so much testimony from people. It is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I purchased 3 products, and I was impressed with all of them. I actually restocked on a few of the products that I purchased from her as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow us on Snapchat and Instagram, you already have seen the little like hints and stuff, I'm spacing on the word right now, but the little hints showing you that I was going to do the unboxing video and stuff and showing you exactly what was in it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to check her out, her website is Womb Therapy Indeed, and Indeed is spelled E-N-D-E-E-D, all right, instead of the I-N-E. Yeah. Her Instagram is at Womb Therapy Indeed, and as well, and I believe she has, and you can also see it on, you go on our Instagram as well, and I'll definitely put this in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
You would definitely see the highlight that I have there going over our products. So if you want to see that video, you can go to our YouTube and click on the link in our bio, or you can go, like I said, to our Instagram pages, and we have the link to, you can click on the link in our bio and it'll take you to the video as well. Mm-hmm. And I'll make sure to have all of this information in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Our topic this week is actually based on one of our tweets this week.
Yes, I tweeted out something this week and thought it was pretty, spoke truth into what we were going through now. So the tweet read, "At this point, the prejudice, hate, and racism is putting others in grave danger. Hashtag truth." And my tweet was also coupled with a gift of Rick Ross putting his hands up in the air, pretty much saying, "Let's all be amazing together." All right. And it was going to be either a gift of that, and it was either going to be a gift of that or Power Rangers uniting, but I don't think that we're there yet. All right. Mm-hmm. After a few minutes of posting that, I then commented on the tweet because, you know, you can't edit your tweets or whatever. So that's a whole nother situation. And I said that I would like to add ignorance to that list as well. And that tweet was coupled with a gift from The Wiz, and it showed Michael Jackson sitting on his scarecrow field, and he was reading from a strip of paper that said, "Ignorance is the night of the mind, a night without moon or star." Confucius.
Hmm.
So I said all of that to say, when we tweeted that, the tweet went viral, and it started an entire conversation where people from all over the world were retweeting with it and agreeing with the situation. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding with you.
I know you lying, Joelle.
Don't do that.
You lying.
Relax your nose. Yes, I was just messing with you. But that would have been nice if we were able to, you know, come to that understanding that quickly on Twitter. But no, that didn't happen. And our main topic for this week is just going to be about stagnation.
Mm-hmm. Now, hit you with some etymology. First, mid-17th century, from the Latin word stagnat. S-T-A-G-N-A-T. Settled as a still pool. And that's from the verb stagnare, or from stagnum, pool. Now, as it being a noun, the state of not flowing or moving, the lack of activity, growth, or development. Now, for example, a period of economic stagnation. Now, this is actually pretty important because if you're out in the wilderness or whomever's in your family, Boy Scout, Girl Scout, whatever the case may be, you may have been taught that when you're out searching for fresh water, you do not want to ever drink water that's stagnant, that's mm-hmm. been stationary. One is because bacteria will kill you. Listen to me carefully.
You
want to
see a good Naked and Afraid episode? Watch any other ones where they thought it was okay to just drink some water.
Yes. Now, the only water that you can at least have a shot of drinking, again, is water that is free-flowing, that's moving. That's because the bubbles underneath the currents, there's rippling, there's opportunity for oxygen to move underneath those currents. Now, mm-hmm. when water is stagnant, it's things are settled, sit still, got the sun beaming down, get a buildup of nasty, I mean, just on the temperature, just get a buildup of bacteria that you just really have no clue what's going to happen, what's mm-hmm. going to end up being in your system, what else has been in that pool of water since it's not moving, and things like, you don't want to do that. And most animals are actually smart enough where they don't even partake in drinking in a pool of water unless they need to absolutely drink. So,
yes,
I say all that to say this. That point in reference gives you exactly your reference of who you should be, especially when it comes to your mind. Do not be stagnant. Try to keep at a pace where you're learning, especially mentally, because you'll end up creating bacteria, virus, and killing yourself from the inside. It's poisoning.
That was such a good analogy. I love that.
It's real, though.
Yeah, it was a really good one.
Yeah. It
was perfect.
We see it too many times, and I just think it said when we get to a point where so many people see it and they don't say anything, or at least make reference to seeing someone in a state where they're not grown. Like, we've seen that before with someone, like, they're bumping their head, even though you try to tell them, like, or you understand it within yourself. You're bumping your head, you're stagnant or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think when we get to a point where it's too late, that's when we start to degrade. That's when bacteria starts to sit in. That's when things, that energy starts to pass, not only for yourself, especially if you have a family or whomever you're taking care of, that passes itself around as bacteria does and infects others. So I think that we should take that into consideration when we're thinking about words, when we're going into the etymology, what it means, putting it together as a pool. If you want to take pool for a different standard, you can pull a pool of money together, a collection. So, again, these words collection travel. Plate. Exactly. Past that collection plate. But these words that we say, we utilize, have bigger meanings. And if you're willing, you know, some of you, oh, you're just going too far. You're just over explaining. No, I mean, words are very powerful. Your tongue can either bring life or death. And the same thing goes with the words that are being produced from your tongue. So you should be careful how you're utilizing certain words and have a better understanding of the etymology, mm-hmm. and how they can actually utilize either as a curse or a healing ritual. But either way,
yeah, when it says that you can speak life or death with the power of your tongue,
these are factual statements. I can speak us into a beautiful existence, mm-hmm. a longevity, and we will be dying of natural causes and not at the damn age that was presented in front of us, mm-hmm. at a stressful level and in an environment that's not, no, will be in an environment that is healthy, that is stress-free, mm-hmm. that is overflowing with abundance of happiness, wealth, understanding, knowledge, and we will keep growing within that space. We will understand ourselves more and more, and we'll be able to guide not only ourselves but others. They'll at least be able to move forward, debate our family, and mm-hmm. teach others that may not understand. That is the whole point of growth and development, and to mm-hmm. not be stagnant.
I debate my equals, all others I teach. Boom. So stagnation is something that I noticed in this a while back in this country. Mm-hmm. I know that there's levels and tiers, if you will, to the stagnation that is practiced generation after generation. And some will say that there's no stagnation. We've moved past such barbarism. And we're going to read an excerpt from a autobiography. And I would just like for you to tell us, what year do you think that this excerpt is from? And within the excerpt, it does mention the name of whose biography it is, but not everyone knows who this person is, so don't ruin it for the other people involved. Just take a guess and let us know around what time period you think this is. All right, so I just finished doing a Armed Forces Day broadcast, you know, Voice of America and all that bullshit. I had just walked this pretty white girl named Judy out to a cab. She got in the cab, and I'm standing there in front of a Birdland, wringing wet because it's hot, steaming, muggy night in August. This white police officer comes up and tells me to move on. At the time, I was doing a lot of boxing, so I thought to myself, I ought to hit this motherfucker because I knew what he was doing. But instead, I said, move on for what? I'm working downstairs. That's my name up there, Miles Davis. And I pointed to the name on the marquee up in lights. He said, I don't care where you work. I said, move on. If you don't move on, I'm going to arrest you. I just looked at his face real straight and hard, and I didn't move. Then he said, you're under arrest. He reached for his handcuffs, and he was stepping back. Now, boxers had told me that if a guy is going to hit you, if you walk towards him, you can see what's happening. I saw by the way that he was handling himself that the policeman was an ex-fighter. So I kind of leaned in closer because I wasn't going to give him no distance so he could hit me in the head. He stumbled and all of his stuff fell on the sidewalk. And I thought to myself, oh shit, they're going to think that I fucked with him or something. I'm waiting for him to put the handcuffs on me because all this stuff is on the ground and shit. Then I moved closer so he wouldn't be able to fuck me up. A crowd gathered all of a sudden from out of nowhere. And this white detective runs in and bam, hits me on the head. I never saw him coming. Blood was running down the khaki suit I had on. Then I remembered the journalist Dorothy Caglin coming outside with the horrible look on her face. I had known Dorothy for years, and I used to date her good friend Jean Bach, and saying, Miles, what happened? I couldn't say anything. And he also saying that someone else was there too. Illinois' jacket was there too. It was almost a race riot, so the police got scared and hurried up and got my ass out of there and took me to the 54th precinct where they took pictures of me bleeding and shit. So I'm sitting there madder than a motherfucker, right? And you're saying to me in the station, so you're the wise guy, huh? Then they bump up against me, you know, trying to make me mad so that they could probably knock me upside my head again. I'm just sitting there taking it in, watching every move they make. It makes the front page of the New York newspapers, and they repeat the charges in their headlines. There was a picture which became famous of me leaving the jail with the bandage all over my head. They had taken me to the hospital to have my head stitched up. And Davis's wife, who had come down to see me when they were transferring me downtown, walked in front of me like a proud stallion. When Francis had come down to the police station and saw me all beat up like that, she was almost hysterical, screaming. I think the policemen started to think they had made a mistake. A beautiful woman like this screaming over a nigger. And then Dorothy Caglin came down and then wrote about it in her column the next day. The piece was very negative against the police, and that was some help to my cause. Now, I would have expected this kind of bullshit about resisting arrest and all back in East St. Louis before the city went all black, but not here in New York, which is supposed to be the slickest, hippest city in the world. But then again, I was surrounded by white folks, and I had learned when that happens, if you're black, there's no justice, none. Around this time, white people started saying that I was always angry, that I was racist or some silly shit like that. Now I've been racist towards nobody, but that didn't mean I'm going to take shit from a person just because he's white. I didn't grin or shuffle and didn't walk around with my finger up my ass begging for no handout and thinking I was inferior to whites. I was living in America too, and I was going to get everything that was coming to me. That's definitely take time to put that all in. We're looking at the pictures now that he was talking about. Yeah, I saw some of these pictures, and he looks irate. Like, you can tell the look on his face is like, this is some bull.
Yeah.
Definitely. And look at her face. She's like, what happened?
This is not even making sense.
Now that. Yeah, that was the photo I saw.
This must be the arresting officer that
mm-hmm, looking all smug.
Yeah, even the arresting officer that was with him is nah. Yeah.
Yeah, they knew that they had messed up. Yeah, they knew that they had messed up. So, King, what year do you think that was?
Oh, man. I have no clue. 60s?
I was thinking like early, late 80s, early 90s. That's what I was thinking.
We may need to find out.
And the simple fact, I have the answer here. I was just curious to see, you know, mm-hmm. what different time periods. But the simple fact is that if we can't place when this happened, like, that means that it wasn't confined to a certain time period. Mm. You know, like, this is something continuing to happen. Like, we could even say that this happened just yesterday. You know?
That's
like,
true.
We can pretty much, we could even say that. So it's just one of those situations. So the answer is, this is his biography that he wrote in 1989, but you saw there that it said in the 50s, correct, when it happened, mm-hmm. 59, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
1959. So you had it right with the 60s.
I mean, I could tell, like, not only just with that, I saw what type of vehicle they were in with the paddy wagon and stuff. Like that.
Yeah.
So you can tell.
He had a little bit more clues than all y'all had. He cheated y'all.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain things you can look at and there's like, oh, that looks like some old joint, like some older joint. But yeah, I can mm-hmm. see. I mean, that's some 60 stuff, and I'm. Quite frankly, like, they even had the billy clubs. Like, that's oh, how I really yeah. knew, like, there was, a whole billy club. And the way that they're bringing him in, like, it's only one. They don't bring people in anymore.
Like, that anymore.
Like,
that looked
yeah.
like some. That looks like you're guiding a horse.
But look at his badge, you know, the badges and stuff like that. So, it's just, like, I'm just saying. It was wrong. There's a lot of wrong.
This was closer to the time where they were more patrols than anything. They Correct. Were still slave patrols. Anyway, but yes, that's pretty much what I wanted to get to, and that was my intention with reading this story, is that the simple fact that you're not able to really place when this happened. So, with all that said, as we move forward to make decisions based on the greater good of society and not only worry about ourselves, we definitely have a job to do. And King, like, really just hit the nail on the head before we even got into this. He gave a great, pretty much speech, pretty much on everything that I was going to touch on. So he already wrapped that up. And you already said it perfectly. I can't reiterate anything better than what you said. But our question to you, and, you know, questions that I'm taking a look into my life this week as well, is just, where am I being stagnant in my life? Where are you being stagnant in your life? And how you can take steps to remove that stagnation. So you can make it a goal. I know I'm going to make it a goal this week to relieve some stagnation, some things in my life, and things, other things that are hindering you as well. You can go ahead and relieve those from yourself. And whether it's something like relieving your ignorance, your prejudice, a misconception, you know, stagnation, hate, like, whatever it is, you know, just take time for yourself. I always talk about self-love and taking time for self, and just really take a time to take stock over what's going on and what you don't want to be going on. You know, just really go through your life with a fine-tooth comb. I think that's perfect.
Now, I just want to make sure that y'all, like, I'm reading this directly from the news reporting. Mm-hmm. Miles Davis seized. Jazz trumpeter is accused in attack on patrolman. Miles Davis is a leading jazz trumpeter. player was arrested in assault of a patrolman early this morning. Mr. Davis is currently appearing with his sextet at Berlin, a nightclub at
106. Why are they dropping his Broadway location?
Between West 52nd and 53rd Streets.
That's a hit.
The police said that Mr. Davis was among 30 to 40 persons standing in front of Berlin. They had been asked to move from the sidewalk by patrolman Gerald Kilduff, the police reporter. But he did state that they were there doing a job, so it's like,
look, we man, did.
That was a hit.
You have a job to do. Remember, just a few seconds ago, I said we each have a job to do, and that's what that officer had a job to do. Oh, excuse me, that patrolman. Okay,
patrolman
had that job to do to try and defuse, de-escalate. Let's actually verify this information that this person is presenting to us. This individual is presenting to us. But hey, you know, we are moving on to our love sack topic of this week, and we're actually recording on our anniversary.
It's our anniversary.
Serenade me, baby. Yes.
Anniversary. Do 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 do.
Love it. And it is the first day, which is also the first day of Black History Month, and which is also the 60-year anniversary of the Greensboro Four that staged a sudden shut-in at a local segregated lunch counter.
Mm-hmm.
Their protest of racial segregation was the catalyst for the sit-in movement. So thank you for, thank you to Greensboro Four. Can you look up their names right quick for me, please? I didn't even think about doing that when I was doing it. Just Greensboro Four would come up, because it was on Google today. You can probably actually click on the picture on Google and it will pop up, because they had that. Oh no, it's we're recording a little bit after that time, after midnight, so the picture went away, but their picture was really nice. You can always go back and look at it. What was the names of the four people? Because I think that's very important. We're gonna figure out what this name is. The person that did the doodle was Jabriel Kaizen, formerly Ezekiel Blair Jr. Very nice doodle. I like the claymation. I love claymation.
Beautiful.
Yes.
You know, they did that right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely take a chance to go back and look at that as well. Because I would definitely go to, literally just do the name. Let me see. Sorry, y'all. I appreciate you. We're just getting the name. So this is the name of the Greensboro Four: Joseph McNeil, Franklin McCain, Ezekiel Blair Jr., and David Richmond. Nice. Very, very nice.
All because they want it to be served. You just want to be served, y'all. Mm-hmm. Civil rights protests started in 1960, which, again, would that happen with Miles Davis? This is a buildup. Y'all have to understand this is a buildup. But again,
yeah, that was a hot time. But they said we're in the love sack. Now we can still talk about hiding topics.
They're just saying like folks shouldn't be refused or denied, you know, denied service, bro.
Yeah, like, that's all about loving one another.
I'm just saying like whites only section and black, like, it's just, that's just stupid. Like, that's just stupid.
Primitive.
Stupid.
It's primitive. Okay. I'm not gonna get on that soapbox. We have a whole separate, you know, like, episode that I want to do off of that, or why it's primitive. But, you know, we'll get into that later. But back to our anniversary, though. I told King last night that I'm thankful that the universe aligned for us to meet each other through all of the crowds and crowds of people. We were definitely not in the same city. I actually had to travel to him. He was just chilling out, you know. But, you know, I went there and I got what I had, what is it called? Manifested, you know. So I was excited about that. I kept asking for my Mr. Right, over and over again. So I'm happy that I actually had that happen. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're still looking at the pictures of the different shut-ins that was happening. Like, they were pouring drinks on people. And this was black and white people helping out for the shut-ins, you know, going through it with us in the struggle. So I appreciate all of the people involved as well. I love it. Yes. All right, you all. I'm going to wrap up this episode. I think we're rambling. It's getting late. All right, you all. So that's not all, but it's definitely all for now. Remember to rate, review, subscribe, and remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at Queen Jam and our business at qk.jj. Rate, review, subscribe, embrace pure facts, conduct your own research, and remember to smile. Love yourself, everyone. Bye.
Peace.